Okay, everybody, welcome to another episode of Sundays with Poppy. Say hi, Poppy. So we figured we're a little off schedule. It's not Sunday. We're a little belated, but I figured since it was my birthday last week, we could do a special birthday episode and talk about if you remember the day that I was born. How does that sound?
That's fine, dear.
Okay, great. Well, first, can you tell everybody what do you say to all of your grandkids and your kids, I think, when you call them on their birthdays?
Happy Natal Day.
And how come you say Happy Natal Day?
To see if they understand it, number one. And number two, it's the same as saying a happy birthday.
But when did that start?
When did I start it?
Yeah.
My grandkids got old enough to understand.
Where did it come from? Did you just do it? You just started doing it? That's so funny. Well, I think now it all reminds us of you. We expect a Poppy call at like 8 a.m. on our birthday saying Happy Natal Day.
Right.
So, okay, well, first, before we even jump into it, actually, no, we'll do our joke and the word of the day at the end. Okay, so I was born on November 8th. What year? Do you remember?
Yes, it's
1992.
92.
So November 8th, 1992. What do you remember from that day?
Well, number one, that was our first grandbaby, so we were very excited about it.
Right.
Number two, that was the day I got Ellen her first Lexus. So we went to pick it up before we went to the hospital,
Oh,
and we drove the Lexus to the hospital, and then you came out.
I never knew that.
I know
That's
that.
so funny.
Yeah.
So, do you remember, were you guys nervous? Were you scared? Were you excited?
But all three.
All three at the same time.
Yep.
Well, I think it's in my bat mitzvah montage. There's a video when my dad comes out and tells you guys it's a girl and mom's okay, and Mima is just like, is she okay? Is she okay? Is she okay? And you guys are all so funny.
Yep.
But do you remember mommy being pregnant with me?
Of course.
And were you guys like, it was like the first pregnancy. Were you nervous? Were you seeing her all the time? Were you, as a doctor, were you asking her lots of questions?
All about the above.
You were
All the
asked.
above is true.
Okay. And do you think that?
And the OB guys, kids were patients of mine. That's how we got to him. Yes.
Mark Engelbert's kids were your patients.
Yes.
And that's how we got to Mark.
Yes.
And Mark delivered all of us.
All of you, right?
It's pretty
And
crazy.
the last one was the most nervous one. Sherry's last one, your mother's last one.
Allie, yeah.
Yeah. Because your mother was approximately 40 years old.
Yep.
And Ella was very worried about her delivery. And she met Mark in the hall before he went in. And she said to him, Mark, if you give me a healthy Sherry and a healthy baby, I'll do all of your affairs for free. And she did.
She got all the bat mitzvahs for free.
Yep.
That was a good trade-off, I think.
I agree.
And didn't you also examine us after we were all born?
100%.
Do you remember examining baby me?
Yes, of
That
course. That was the first time I ever saw you naked.
it's funny because that's what you always used to say. Anyone that I know, like as I got older at camp or whoever I met from Long Island, that you Great Neck, that you were their doctor, they would say, you would always tell me, guess what? I've seen them naked. And they would tell me, guess what? Your grandpa's seen me naked.
When I go to Persian weddings, when I meet the groom, I tell him I saw your wife naked before you.
Do they laugh?
They laugh.
That's so
They all
funny.
laugh.
Well, okay, so anything else you remember from the day I was born? Can you believe it was 28 years ago?
Wow.
That's old.
I was a youth. I was a youth.
How old were you when I was born?
55.
That's crazy, Poppy.
Yep.
You were younger than my mom and dad now.
I know that.
I must be old.
You are. It's about time you got married, kiddo.
Right. Exactly. Okay, so do you have a riddle or a joke for us today?
What does S-O-R-O-R-A-L mean?
S-O-R-O-R-A-L?
Yes.
Sororal?
Yes.
I don't think I know that one.
Sisterly.
Sisterly?
Yes.
Sororal means sisterly.
Yes, you should know that.
I don't know that. I should know that. I have a lot of sisters.
Yep.
Okay, that's a great word of the day.
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll see if any of my other sisters knew that. It's probably Allie, if anyone. Did you also have a joke or a riddle for us?
I'm thinking, honey. Not really. I'll think of something before we leave today.
Okay, you'll think of something.
Yes.
Okay, what else do you have to share with us today? Any other words of wisdom?
What do you think about what's going on with Trump?
He won't. Okay, just as an update for if we listen to this later in our lives, right now we're like 2 weeks after Election Day, and Joe Biden has won as president-elect, but President Trump is refusing to concede, correct?
Correct.
It's a good update. So I think that it's unbelievable. I think it's dangerous. I've been listening and reading a lot about previous transitions of power and how it's obviously the peaceful transition of power is such an important part of our democracy and what makes America America. And the presidency is not yours to keep forever. It's a 4 or 8 year term. And when your time is up, the peaceful transition is very important. And I've been listening to how the transition happened with all these other presidents. And it's hard to imagine all these presidents that had, you know, with the Al Gore contested election, he still, like, he conceded. Then the peaceful transition happened from even President Obama to President Trump. It was peaceful and civil. And Michelle Obama took Melania in and showed her the way. And those pictures and videos are crazy to watch. And to think now that he won't concede and is putting us all at jeopardy just because of his own ego is really crazy.
It is.
What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. It's beyond my ken, if you know what that means.
Beyond your ken?
Yes.
I don't know what that means.
I know. Do you speak English?
Apparently not. You have your own language. Is ken just like knowledge?
Yes.
All right. I guess I sort of knew the origin of that word, but I don't think I've ever used the word ken.
Okay.
Well, it's beyond your ken.
Beyond my ken.
So you think he should concede?
Excuse me?
You think he should concede, or he should have conceded by now?
Of course. Of course. You know, the only thing I could liken to celebrations in the streets when Biden won was the celebration after World War II ended.
Right.
There was dancing and kissing and sailors and ladies in the streets. It was just wild and not to be believed.
It's really unbelievable. That was the happiest day after so much sadness and confusion, and then to have everybody so joyful in the streets.
Yep.
It was pure joy. And that was so full circle. In 2016, on November 8th, my birthday, that was the night that President Trump was elected. That was Election Day.
Right.
So that was like the worst birthday ever. And then 4 years later, my birthday was Sunday, but on Saturday was the day they called it for Biden. So that was like all I wanted for my birthday was Biden to win. It came full circle. It was like the worst day ever in 2016, best day ever 2020.
Right.
So we won't forget it, right? We'll never forget it.
Do you really trust Biden?
I do. I'm not saying I agree with every single thing that he does, but I think that to this year especially, the most important thing was to have a president that is, a moral person with sound values, and I agree with his values. He cares about his family, he cares about the people, and I think that he will be a good moral compass to help us heal and to bring us back to the right standing.
Do you think he's swift enough on his feet to get things done?
Did you see him run out there when he got when he accepted the nomination, when he accepted the
No,
election?
I meant knowledge-wise.
No, I do. I do. I think he's very smart. He's obviously very experienced. There was a great New York Times piece about how we should stop talking about how old Joe Biden is because we should start talking about the wisdom that he can offer us. He's lived through a
That's
lot of
true.
it. He has immense wisdom, and he also, most importantly, surrounds himself with smart people, unlike our current president. So I'm not worried because I think he surrounds himself with the right people.
Wonderful. I agree. I hope so, anyway.
I hope so. Well, we can only go up from where we are now, right? Nowhere to go but up.
That's well said.
All right. What? Anything else to share, Pop? Do we have a joke or riddle? Should we save it for next time? All right, we'll save it for next time. We learned two words of the day, Ken and Sorrel. I feel smarter already. All
When are you
right.
coming home?
I'm coming home on Monday.
Oh, good. You're driving?
I'm gonna drive
By yourself?
by myself.
Okay.
I'll call you from the car.
All right,
All
good.
right, say bye to our followers.
Goodbye, sweeties. All of you, I love you.
Okay, thank you, sweeties. Thanks for listening. See you next
Thank
time.
you.